I asked a question like this. Are we a lost generation of our people? Add us two equations, but they'll never make us equal. She who writes the movie on the script and the sequel. So why ain't the stealing of my rights made illegal? They keep us underground, working hard for the greedy. But when it's time to pay, they turn around and call us needy. My crown too heavy like the Queen Nefertiti. Give me back my pyramid, I'm trying to free Kansas City. Mix and master minds like your name, Bernie Grubbin. Well, I'ma keep leading like a young Harry Dubbin. You can take my wings, but I'm still gon' fly. And even when you edit me, the booty don't.
Talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. Poor people gonna rise up, take what's theirs.
San Francisco icon, legend, hero, Tracy Chapman. You know, ever since I moved here 11 years ago, I've hoped one day I'm going to see Tracy Chapman on a bus or walking down the street. It hasn't happened yet. I mean, maybe I have seen her and didn't recognize her. But that is Tracy Chapman. She's just known for so many great hits. And that was Talking About a Revolution. We're going to move on. We're going to do a couple of covers here. This next one was written by John Lennon. I'm going to do the version by Green Day, also local Bay Area band. Green Day, here is Working Class Hero.
Class Hero is home and they hit you at school. They hate if you're clever and despise a fool. Until you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. Class zero is something to be in. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. You joked with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. Working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. Follow me. Bang on a half the type.
Pick up the offer, used to kick you out the door. Got me an opportunity, the world has never known.
All right, you may have noticed that one wasn't a cover. I said I'd play two covers in a row. I was planning on playing the Dropkick Murphys version of that song, but sometimes things don't always work out the way I intended to. That was The Clash, Career Opportunities. That's not the first time I'm going to play more than one song by a single band tonight. The Clash deserves to be here twice. There's some other groups that you'll maybe hear twice as well. This next one is one of my favorite groups. I closed out my set last week with Stereolab. This song is a lot different. It's not going to be as in-your-face and explicit as some of these punk rock songs, some of these hip-hop songs. Stereolab maybe took the most loungy, kind of laid-back, jazzy way to really push their lefty politics hard. And this is Ping Pong. It's a great song. I hope you like it. Ping Pong by Stereolab. Stereolab never disappoints. That was Ping Pong. You know, with today's theme being about trying to find hope in challenging times, standing up, fighting back, and finding some meaning in all that, of course, the late 60s, early 70s are a time that you really cannot get enough of. I'm going to play a couple from that era. First, this is Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival, which became, you know, a really powerful anti-Vietnam War anthem. After that, I'm going to play some Marvin Gaye, but here is Fortunate Son.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Brother, like, stop. Right on.
Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. I talked a bit earlier when I played the Freddie McGregor track about reggae and the role it had in just kind of protest songs and movement building songs and everything going along with today's theme. So I'm going to stick with some reggae for a minute. Some reggae, some ska, some Jamaican vibes here. First I'm going to play Get Up, Stand Up by the Wailers, and then I'm going to play Nelson Mandela by the Specials. Here we are with Get Up, Stand Up. right. Free Nelson Mandela. When are we going to free that guy? I mean, seriously, no. I mean, I don't know what kind of a role that song may or may not have played in getting Mandela freed, but that is a classic song. It's so good. I love the Specials. They really kicked off my interest in that whole style of music, them and Toots and the Maytals. Classic, classic. I'm going to play another song from back in that era. This is Revolution Parts 1 and 2 by Nina Simone.
About the destruction of all the evil that will have to end.
All right, that was Revolution Parts 1 and 2 by Nina Simone. I've been playing a lot of these great tracks for you all day. I'm going to back things up a bit. We're going to play some songs that are just get your hands dirty, build a union, do the work, classic songs that inspired movements throughout the years. So we're going to bring it back with, of course, the legend Pete Seeger. This is Solidarity Forever. After that, I'm going to do 1913 Massacre, which, you know, was made famous by Woody Guthrie, but I'm going to play a version by his son, Arlo Guthrie. So here is Solidarity Forever by Pete Seeger.
Inspiration through the workers' blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving, mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
Is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, where the miners are having a big Christmas ball. Take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you'll see, and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. You ask about about work and you ask about pay. And they'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their copper claims and risking their lives. It's fun to spend a Christmas with the children and wife. A little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you've got to keep quiet. To hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stick their heads in the door. Them yelled and screamed, there's a fire. A lady, she hollered, there's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing. A few people rushed and it was only a few. It's just the scabs and the thugs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, and the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, about 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs had laughed at their murderous joke, and the children smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to that tree. The scabs outside still left a dare spree, and the children that died there were 73. Played a slow funeral tune. The town was lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
That was Arlo Guthrie with a beautiful cover of his father's song 1913 Massacre, which is about a point of history that people really don't know enough about, honestly, but a massacre that happened in 1913 involving workers in the coal mines. And look that up, learn about it. There's too much to dig into right here, but I'm going to keep it going with the Guthrie family. This is Woody himself. We're all familiar with that iconic photo with the guitar that says, "This machine kills fascists." So right along that train of thought, here is "Tear the Fascists Down" with Woody Guthrie.
There's a great and a bloody fight around this whole world tonight. The battle of bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. Our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down, and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the Allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down.
All right, that was Woody Guthrie. I want to make a quick plug here. After this show, we've got Bughouse Square. He always plays fantastic music. He's going to be starting off right at 6. This Saturday, friend of this show, as well as just friend of Radio Valencia in general, Banda Sin Nombre is doing a show at Salesforce Park. There's going to be drag performances by Mama Dora and La Katia and Clint Torres. There's going to be another band called The Wyatt Act. It's free. It's family-friendly and for all ages. It's going to be great. It is a Halloween show. Feel free to dress up. It is in the afternoon from 2:30 to 6, October 26th. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there, so come hang out. That park really is quite nice. It's lovely to hang out there on the grass and have good music by musicians from right here in the Mission, members of our community who were, you know, spending their time making music just for the love of it and to create a place for community to get together. So I love that. We're going to move on here, bringing things back to a more modern time. This is Rise Against, fantastic punk band. The song is Re-Education Through Labor.
Of a heartbeat pounding away, to the rhythm of the awful rusting machines. We toss and turn but don't sleep. Each breath we take makes us steep, like causes without rebels. Just talk but reveals nothing else. We'll be right back.
Yes. That was Rise Against. I'm going to thematically switch things up just a little bit. I've played a lot of songs about hanging the rich, killing CEOs, staging revolutions, all of that. I did say that this is going to be a little bit about hope, too. So we're going to kind of move things along to close things out for tonight. We've got about 10 minutes left. This is Elvis Costello and the Attractions with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Was Elvis Costello and the Attractions. We just got a few more songs here you before Bughouse Square takes over. This next one, sticking to that hope theme, here is Hold On Hope by Guided by Voices.
Chance we take.
God, I love that song. That was Guided by Voices with Hold On Hope. I'm just going to play one, probably just one more for you after this. It's been a pleasure to be here. I've played a lot of fantastic songs that I love. I hope you stuck around till the end. This next song is by Alex Ebert. He is the lead singer of a band that you all know, hopefully. It's the Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. You probably at least know one track by them, Home. But he's a personal friend of mine. He's fantastic. He's written a lot of great songs, both as a solo artist and as members of the band I Am Robot and Edward Sharp. And he's also just got great politics. He's a fantastic dude. The music video for this song actually features myself. He came out to Salt Lake City about a decade ago, maybe like 14 years ago when I was out there. And he contributed his voice, his music, his band to help us raise money, to help us protest around the sentencing of a climate activist named Tim DeChristopher. And that's a whole story you'd really gain a lot by digging into that story. But the music video for Let's Win, he filmed at the protest that I helped organize. You get to see me playing drums. It's pretty fun. But this is Let's Win by Alex Ebert. After this is Buckhouse Square, and I'll be back next week.
Take my